This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. All arrangements have been put in place for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. More than 3.70 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies, where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. Campaigning for this phase ended yesterday evening. Elections for the first phase were held on 6th of this month, which witnessed record turnover of about 65%. Counting of votes will be taken over on 14th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to address the Angolan parliamentarians at their National Assembly in Luanda today. President Murmu will also interact with the members of Indian community in Angola. The Indian community in Angola numbers around 8,000, mainly consisting of business persons, professionals and workers in the establishments of Indian owners. It is estimated that around 200 Indian companies operate in Angola, particularly in retail, hospitality, agriculture, plastics, metal, pharmaceuticals, diamonds, automobile sectors. President Murmu had yesterday held wide-ranging discussions with Angolan President João Lourenço. President Murmu is on a visit to Angola and Botswana from 8 to 13th November. Tomorrow, she will be attending the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's 39th independence before proceeding to Botswana for the second leg of this tour. This is the first visit by an Indian head of state to the two African countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed appreciation to the people and leadership of Bhutan for the reverent welcome accorded to the sacred relics of Lord Buddha, which reached Thimphu from India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "These relics symbolize the timeless message of peace, compassion and harmony." He added that the teachings of Lord Buddha are a sacred link between India and Bhutan's shared spiritual heritage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punatsangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. The Prime Minister will attend the celebrations dedicated to the 70th birth anniversary of 4th King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, and also meet his counterpart, Shering Topke. In a major social initiative, the Assam Cabinet has approved the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025, aimed at outlawing and eliminating the practice of polygamy across the state, except in 6 scheduled areas. The bill prohibits any individual from marrying if they already have a living spouse, are not legally separated, or if their earlier marriage has not been dissolved by a decree of divorce. It also provides for compensation to women affected by polygamous marriages, acknowledging the immense hardship such victims often endure. In shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala has created history at the ISSF World Championships by clinching silver in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo, Egypt. Anish hit 28 targets in the final holding. The remarkable performance makes Anish the first Indian individual pistol shooter ever to win a World Championships medal at an Olympic event. GM Karthik Venkatraman outperformed GM Bhuktan Daniel Teague in FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 tiebreaker, securing a spot in the fourth round in Panaji, Goa. However, Vidit Gujarati and Narayanan SL were eliminated after tough losses in their respective tiebreaker games. Gujarati lost to Shanklan in the tiebreaker. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions to prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. Similar weather conditions will persist over East Rajasthan today. Minimum temperature is expected to fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Northeast India during the next 2 to 3 days. In US, air travel chaos continues as airlines have cancelled more than 1,700 flights amid the ongoing government shutdown. Thousands of flights were also delayed due to severe staffing shortages among air traffic controllers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.